In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, today's Mass is being offered for the most lost souls and for the repose of the soul of Lizzie Romero. Today's lesson comes from the second letter of St. Paul the Apostle to the Corinthians. Brethren, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of all mercies, the God of all comfort and consolation, who comforts us in the midst of our afflictions, that we may also be able to comfort those who are in any distress by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted by God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so also through Christ does our comfort abound. Whether we are afflicted, it is for your instruction and salvation, or whether we are comforted, it is for our comfort, which shows its efficacy in the endurance and the selfsame sufferings that we also suffer, and our hope is for you, steadfast, knowing that you are partakers of the sufferings, just as you are partakers of the sufferings, so will you also be of the comfort in our Lord Jesus Christ. Please stand for the continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For he who would save his life would lose it, but he would lose his life for my sake will find it. For what does it profit a man if he gain the whole world but suffer the loss of his own soul? For the Son of Man is come with his angels in the glory of the Father, and he will render everyone according to his conduct." Thus concludes the continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. You may be seated. So today we celebrate the great feast of St. Blaise, bishop and martyr. We won't spend a terribly great amount of time on his life today, but there's something very powerful in it. Remember, today is the day when we receive the great throat blessings. Last night was the night of Candlemas, which is why you see the church still covered with all the beautiful candles which are there, which will be lit again as we celebrate it again on Sunday for the great celebration for the whole of the parish, so that they may more richly go through the sacred mysteries which we have. St. Blaise was one of these great saints of the early church who, remember at the time of St. Constantine, who brought the peace which he brought in there, legalizing the Christian religion so that it would no longer be so easily or so readily an object of attack and so much great persecution within the whole of the Roman world. But just because he legalized Christianity doesn't mean Christianity was without persecution. It wasn't until much later that Christianity was made the official religion of the Roman Empire, and so the persecutions then ceased at that time. So Bishop Blaise was at that time living during that time in between, when there were still difficulties arising because of the Christians' persecutions in various parts of the empire, which had not yet fully acceded to the peace of Constantine, which he brought about there. Blaise, being a young and devout man, gave his life over to becoming a hermit for a while after his conversion, meaning that he would go off from everybody else and go and pray and offer his life to God in that particular way. And because of this, because of his life of prayer and assiduous contact with God, that he himself would still receive people in his area who would come and visit him. He would pray for them, and they would be affected by many miraculous cures. He would, because of his devout orisons and prayers, he too himself would be given to great wisdom and to be able to impart to them to go about in their daily life. And so growing up in that time, when there came an opportunity for the bishop had passed away and there was time for another bishop to be elected, everybody thought, well, we know this man out here who's a holy, holy man. Let's seek him out. Let's ask him to be brought up in this way. And so he was out there in Armenia. He's an Armenian saint who was there. One of the great cures that he is known for, and he was consistently all throughout the medieval church, one of the great 14 holy helpers who was always invoked for various particular difficulties that would have his greatest. And the reason why we have the throat blessings today is because there was a young man who was called upon who had a fishbone that was stuck within his throat, and they couldn't do anything to do it, causing great pain, and certainly they believed that he could even die from this particular ailment that was there. So grievous was the affliction upon him, and so simply by making the sign of the cross over him, all of a sudden the fishbone was dislodged in that way, and then the young boy made a total and complete recovery without any harm having been suffered whatsoever from it, a miraculous act as it was. And so this is the reason why the church has always seen within St. Blaise the particular intercession that he has for the throat. He was a great preacher as well, and all sorts of other great things that you can see as you read his Annals of the Saints. Now, when we give this blessing to you, the prayer that is prayed over you in English is... Give me just one moment for me to remember it. For some reason, I forgot it. I was correcting a priest about it last night who said it wrongly, so it is a little bit ironic and humorous that I'm forgetting it right now. So, through the intercession of St. Blaise, bishop and martyr, may you be set free from every disease of the throat, and from every other ailment. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's what will be prayed over you in that way. And when you receive it, yes, that's for all disease of the throat that you could have. So colds, flus, strep, whatever else is going on with that, anything that attacks that area of the body. But when we think about it, is only typically those things, but that's not really only what the blessing is limited to. It's also talking about other diseases of the throat that are more severe than the things that you and I normally think of. For example, slander. For example, calumny. For example, sarcasm. Those things which proceed from our throats, from our tongues, in that very same way. And so when we receive this blessing of St. Blaise, we should also think about those things which we need to be delivered from, when we're too quick to criticize in that way and to lash out with our tongue, when we don't have great restraint of our tongue in this way. Those are the things that we should be asking even more than physical health, because all of us are going to lose our physical health ultimately at one point in our lives, and then we will go on to reward, whether that's to be with God forever, apart from God forever. But to assure that we are in the direction of going toward God forever, we should ask in a deeper way for the intercession of St. Blaise, not merely to keep this body alive longer through his intercession there, which is indeed greatly powerful, but so that we can be like him who spoke the good thing, who always preached well, who was in encouragement to others, not tearing at their flesh, which is what it means to be sarcasm. Sarc meaning the flesh, and chasm is to create a chasm or a gulf within there, to tear at the flesh of others. And to ask through the intercession of St. Blaise, Bishop and Martyr, that our tongues and our throats, that this whole vocal instrument that we have, would be to do not but what the saints in heaven do, which is to sing the praises of God, to build up those who are around us, to speak the good thing which we spoke about last night, to be that light which goes out into the Gentiles, as Christ it is the Gentiles, the people who are out before us, to show them the love which is found in Christ Jesus. And so when you receive this blessing today, to be conscious particularly of those things that we need for ourselves, that we can be the ones who speak the good thing, and because speaking the good thing can draw all men back unto Christ, just as the bishop and martyr, St. Blaise, did within his own earthly life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.